877-201.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's beautiful outside this morning, blue sky. A little bit on the cool side, but it's going to warm up. It's going to recover. 34 degrees here, but oh, it could be a heck of a lot colder than that. We'll take it. So if you've got any outside activities, you know, wait till 10 o'clock or so, and then get outside and get it done. And as I mentioned in the first hour, you know, if you're going to be decorating your shrubbery with outside lights, it's a lot easier to do it when your temperatures are in the 40s and 50s than to try and do it on a day where it's 20 degrees, the wind is howling, and you end up damaging the shrubs. When it's really, really cold, and you're wrapping wire around the branches because the plant itself is frozen, you do damage the foliage. So if today is going to be a nice day, which looks to be right now, it's going to warm up, you may want to think about putting on the lights on the shrubs and the trees. You don't have to turn them on yet, but get it ready while the weather is in your favor. Who knows what could happen a week from now? God forbid we could have a foot of snow. But while the weather is nice, if you have nothing planned today, you may want to think about getting outside and getting the lights and being ahead of schedule for a change. Now, if we can help you, 800-259
What a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky.
So just remember, if you have a Christmas cactus and it's blooming now, which I have some that are in bloom right now, when they finish flowering, if you can move that Christmas cactus plant to a room that maybe you're not using, maybe it was one of the kids' bedroom and you've converted it into an office and you don't go in there after supper time. The secret is if you can give it short days and cool temperatures, they will rebud for you. And it's not uncommon to have them bloom now and then right after New Year's have a whole new set of flower buds on it. And then again in late February, early March, have a third set. So cool temperature and short days. So it needs to be in a room that when it gets dark and it stays dark. If you take that Christmas cactus and you leave it in your living room and you watch the news at 11 o'clock, you have lights on. And because the lights are on, the plant thinks that the days are longer. In a lot better shape, okay? And they will bloom over and over.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, sorry about the delay here. We're having a little bit of problems with the lines, but bear with us, and Paul will be right back.
What a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright, blessed day, the dark, sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, we apologize for the gremlins this morning. I guess we'll call the phone company on Monday morning and have that all fixed up. I just don't understand what's happening. Maybe it's just the warm weather, but we apologize for that. It's not your local radio station. It's me here. And, again, Monday we'll have that taken care of. So we apologize for any inconvenience. It's still not too late for those of you that are thinking about planting things like tulips and daffodils and crocuses. So when you're going to the nursery in the next week or two and you're looking at maybe, you know, buying a wreath to put on the front door or greens to decorate the window boxes or getting a cemetery basket or a nice mum for the Thanksgiving dinner, you can still buy things like tulips and daffodils and crocuses, and you can still plant them. It's not too late. When I lived in Massachusetts many years ago, I remember one Christmas morning, I was taking out all of the wrapping from the kids opening their present, went to put it in the tool shed with the trash, and on the tool shed shelf were some bags of bulbs. Fortunately, the ground hadn't frozen. It was a fall and early winter like we're getting right now, and I planted the tulips, the daffodils, the crocuses on Christmas Day, and they were beautiful in the spring. So if you're going to a garden center or a nursery, and it could be they need the space right now to put all the Christmas products, they're putting them on sale, take advantage of it and buy the bulbs. Just squeeze them first. You know, squeeze the bulb to make sure that it's nice and firm. You want to, by squeezing it, you're going to be able to tell if there's any rot or anything like that. But you can put them in the ground, and it's very, very easy for you to have color in the weeks to come when we get into late March, into April, into May, and it will really help to bring you out of the winter doldrums. Now, for those of you that signed up for my newsletter, if you look at the newsletter, there's a quick story that I wrote on how to force bulbs for the winter, and it's really easy. And things like crocuses and grape hyacinths and scilla, your small dwarf daffodils. Now, there's one called tete-a-tete, and it's a miniature daffodil. And you can force that to bloom in your house really, really easy. Regular tulips, they should be tulips that normally bloom during April, so your early blooming varieties. And the main reason that you're going to use the early blooming varieties, the early blooming varieties of tulips are shorter. The tulips that bloom in May are almost twice the height of the ones that bloom in April. And that's the way that Mother Nature has designed the bulbs, because there's more wind, there's more rough weather in April than there is in May. So in May, when the weather is nicer, you can have a taller stem with a bigger flower with less damage caused by the weather on the plant. So, and for forcing purposes, the shorter the plant will grow, the better it's going to be for you. So you give that a try, and I know it's going to make a big, big difference in the quality of that. But all you need is just some bag potting soil, and you pot them up. You know, use some good soil around them. Give them a good drink and leave them someplace where they'll have a chance to form roots. And it takes about a month for that plant to make a good root system. The weather stays like this. You can leave it on your back porch. You can leave it in your garage. And then once things really get cold, you put it in your tool shed. That way the mice won't get to it. You can put it in your garage on the floor, but not in your basement. And you let them sit for 8 weeks. And after 8 weeks, you can bring them in the house, give them a little bit of heat, and they'll flower for you. So it's not too late to force and not too late to plant. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. With winter approaching, let's prepare the grass on the side of the road from salt damage left by the snowplow. Apply liquid gypsum from SoilLogic this fall. Visit your local garden center or go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, and then on SoilLogic, and they'll ship it to you. 1 quart will treat 1,000 square feet and is equivalent to 200 pounds of dry gypsum. Better drainage, no wet spots, and no dead grass. Liquid gypsum by SoilLogic. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. awesome. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Cotton Club, 800-259-9231. You give Jared a call, we'll work together to give you a good end to the gardening season and to prepare for the indoor portion of the gardening season. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have John on the line, who's got a question about some moths.
Good morning. Let's talk about your moths.
Yes, Paul. In my town, all the maple trees in the spring and summer had holes in them. And when I was raking the leaves in the fall, I could see all these moths come out of the ground and fly around. I wonder if they had anything to do with the problem. And if you know if bay tree and shrub has a systemic fertilizer that would kill whatever's eating the leaves and, or any other product.
Okay, well, the bayer tree and shrub is a systemic, but it's a systemic that will not work on caterpillars. They are 2 years away to have a product that will work on caterpillars, but what they have right now will work primarily on sucking insect, not chewing. And usually when you get a moth like that, it will lay an egg, and the egg is a caterpillar. So the tree and shrub is not going to work on that. Now, if you're getting the moth in your lawn, little tiny white moths, then that is a moth that is laying. eventually going to produce the caterpillar that's going to feed on either the grass itself or the root system of your lawn. So right now it's really too late to do anything about it. But in the spring, you may want to think of using a product that Bayer makes. It's called Complete. And Complete will take care of all types of lawn insects. It will take care of fleas and ticks. If you have pets, you can put that on it. But it will take care of grubs in your lawn. It will take care of these little white moths. It will take care of an insect called sod webworm. It will take care of all of your major insects that are in your lawn. And that's something that you would put down during April. You water it in. And then every time it rains, it will create like a soil drench and will get into the soil and kill any of the eggs that are there. But as far as the tree, these little tiny moths that become airborne when you rake, they're not affecting the tree. It's a different type of insect that's in the tree itself. But definitely in the spring, if when you get ready to do a spring cleanup and you're raking the lawn and then you put down your lawn fertilizer, if during the season you start to see these moths fly, don't mess around. Get Bayer Complete, water it in, and that will handle the situation very, very good. Otherwise, you could lose the whole lawn. But these insects that you're talking about will not go into the tree. That's something else. And again, if it's the leaves are being chewed, Bayer Tree and Shrub will not work. It's for sucking insects. And the chewing type of insects will be controlled with a new product that's a couple years away from being available to you, the homeowner. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Jeff on the line who's got a question about sedum.
Jeff, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have sedum in the yard. I've been raking my leaves, and around the base of the sedum, I'm on the Cape, so my sedum is still up. It hasn't fallen over yet. And coming out are these little nubs, which are next year's growth. The question is, should I leave some of the leaves and cover those little nubs, or is it okay to just rake them off and let them be exposed?
I have my sedums here in Maine are all done, so... Watering your Christmas tree every day? Try Vacation this year. Vacation is a new anti-drought product that will keep your Christmas tree green and happy without the need to water it daily. Simply mix a bottle of Vacation with a gallon of water, add it to the tree stand, and your Christmas tree will stay happy and green for the holiday season. No chemicals and safe for children and pets. Go to your local garden center and ask for Vacation. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Parent Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Dave on the line, who's got a question about wintering his geraniums.
Okay, Dave, tell me about it.
Hi, Paul. I have these beautiful geraniums, and I want to winter them over, and I want to know what's my best method to do that.
Well, you can do it two ways, David. You can bring them in, put them on your windowsill where they're going to get plenty of sun. And usually what I try and do when you bring them in, they're pretty big because they've been growing all year. I will cut them in half size-wise and give them a good shot of fertilizer. They'll make a lot of new growth. And by the time you get into January, February, they've made quite a bit of new growth in them. a different way to use it. And I think we can have an awful lot of fun with this. But if you go to www.paulparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, like mom and dad, .com, bottom of the first page, it's right there. And you just put in your email address, hit submit, and you'll be in a running, and it will come very, very shortly. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Jeff on the line. He's got a question about putting in a new garden bed.
Jeff, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you. We're about an hour and a half north in the Mid-Coast, and our spot is got a lot of that heavy marine clay. And
okay.
What we want to do is start a couple brand-new garden beds. And I've mm-hmm. always heard that you want to spend $10 on dirt for a $1 plant. And I was wondering what your recommendation would be around how much of the clay, how deep should we dig up the heavy stuff, and what would you recommend putting in that hole after?
How deep is the clay itself? Have you dug down? Is it just on the surface, or is it fairly thick with the clay?
It seems like it's pretty thick. I've probably gone at least a foot down, and it seems like it's still fairly solid clay.
Yeah. The one thing that I would be scared of, if let's say you got a backhoe in there and you dug out, 15, 18, 24 inches and got all that clay out, brought in some beautiful topsoil. If the clay is still very, very poor, very thick, what may end up happening is you've created a bowl and you've got a solid clay-like bowl filled with really good soil. And then every time it rains, it would gather in that bowl. So what I would rather you do is, instead of digging a hole and putting it in, is to lay some good soil on top of the clay. Take off a skim, maybe 2 or 3 inches, and then put your soil so that you have a raised bed. And that way, when you do get too much water, the water would come out the side. So maybe your answer would be having some loam delivered and then buying some timbers, like pressure-treated timbers. The pressure-treated timbers of today are very good, and there's also yellow pine that is good. You don't have to worry about the arsenic and things like that being in it. And create a raised bed on top of the soil. And that way, if you do get too much rain, like we did this year, you know, when you get 20-plus inches of rain, if it's in a bowl, it's going to hold the water, and everything's going to rot. So build a raised bed. Now, being that you're an hour away from the ocean, what I would do, and today is the perfect day, we just had a nor'easter. We just had that ocean so angry, 10 to 15 foot swells all over the place. If you go to the beach today, there is seaweed every place. And if you can find an area where there's a sea wall, that seaweed has been beaten up against that wall with the wave action for the last day. And it's all in little pieces. So go with a pickup truck and scoop up whatever you can. Go with trash bags and bring all that seaweed and put it in the garden. But, you know, start simple. Bring in a load or two of soil, put a frame around it of timbers, and then every year add ground up leaves, add pine needles, buy compost. And I'm sure there's some people near you that make compost that you can buy the truckload. But, you know, shredded leaves, pine needles, peat moss, seaweed, anything like that. And every year you add it, you rototill it in, and slowly you can work it into some of the clay. But for me, if you don't know how thick it is, and let's say it's 4 feet thick, and you remove 2 feet of it, you're going to have a bowl, and every time it rains, it's going to be a real disaster. Raised bed. Thank you, Jeff. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Mike on the line who's wants to add something to storing power equipment.
Yes, okay. Paul, good morning.
Hey, Mike, good morning.
I'm glad to hear that you like snow. This February, if I have any extra, you can come and get it. I'm a mechanical engineer. I wanted to share some other, it was good advice with the stabilizer for the fuel, but there's some other things I wanted to share with you. One about changing the oil, that if you're going to change the oil, now before you store it is the time to do it, because there's acids get into the oil, and water vapor is the enemy here. And if it's sitting there all winter and the water vapor gets in there, it turns to an acid, okay? So you want to change the oil before you store it. Hello?
Now, is there any particular oil that's best for power equipment? I mean,
just whatever the recommendation is, 30 weight or 20 weight oil, whatever they recommend for the engine. If you're going to change the oil, the crankcase oil, do it before you store it. Another thing on the fuel, get some anhydrous alcohol, otherwise known as dry gas. So you put that in with the stabilizer as well. Run the engine a little while. And top it off. You want the fuel tank to be full for storage to prevent, to cut down the amount of water vapor that gets in there. That's another thing. And lastly.
So you want to put both dry gas and stabilizer in that.
Water is the enemy. The anhydrous alcohol locks up the water vapor. Okay. During the storage period. Otherwise, the water vapor will get in, and condense inside the fuel tank and sit on the bottom of the tank. So it helps prevent, and topping it off also cuts down the amount of moisture that collects. Running it helps drag that alcohol and stabilizer into the carburetor. Okay, so you want to run it a little bit before you finally top it off. Lastly, the exhaust pipe and the intake, cover it with a plastic bag with a rubber band. Keeps the water vapor from getting into the inside the engine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what
just like,
for example,
just like
a motorcycle, absolutely,
So where the air filter and the exhaust, just put like some cellophane or something like that over it?
Yeah, some Ziploc bag, some kind of a plastic bag, and just put a rubber band over it. And the oil breather, too, but that's not a big deal. So those are some other things you can do. And I've got one engine that's pushing 50 years, an old Johnson mower. That I use. That's what I do with it.
Now, suppose you have gas in your tool shed. You've got a 5-gallon jug, and you're going to be using it for your snowblower. Should you put some stabilizer and dry gas in that also?
It depends how long it's going to be sitting there. I mean, the best thing about a fuel can in your shed, you want to have it sealed. You don't want it breathing. See, if you look at almost any power equipment, fuel tank, there's a breather. On the fuel cap, that lets the water vapor get in there. Whereas most Jerry jugs, whatever, you they're sealed off, so you really don't have to worry about water getting. You don't have to worry about the alcohol. The stabilizer, I don't know how many months. Maybe if it's going to sit there for more than a couple months, wouldn't hurt to throw some stabilizer in it. I just keep swapping off. I got two cans, and then I just keep swapping them back and forth.
Okay.
I have.
Okay, what's your question?
I do have an unrelated question. I noticed that all this rain, we got a lot here north of Boston. Still drizzling here, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a lot of white pines, big ones, like, 70, 80 footers. Some of them, not all of them, some of them have almost looks like soap suds coming right at the base of the tree. I've never seen this. I wonder if that's
like,
an indication
it's like
of
foam?
Anything. It looks like suds coming up out of the ground right at the base of the tree. It's the oddest thing.
Huh. So it's kind of like bubbling.
Yeah. I can't tell where it's coming from. I don't know if the tree's hollow, something's coming from the inside the tree, or it's just something that's forming at the bottom from the rain running down the trunk. It's just very strange. I was wondering if you've ever seen that before.
I have seen it, and I've seen it two different ways. And what I did the first time I saw it, like you, I couldn't tell where it was coming from. So what I did is, because I was thinking maybe it was a borer. So I took a watering can full of water, went outside, and washed all of the bubbles away from the trunk of the tree.
So there was nice and clean. And then I went back like an hour later, and most of the trees, there was nothing there. And then I just assumed that it was the water going from one piece of bark to the next piece to the next piece, and it kind of created this foam. But there was one tree that when I cleaned it off, it started to bubble again, and I felt it with my finger, and I found that there was a little tiny hole.
Oh.
And then what I did is I got a piece of wire, and I pushed it in, and it was a borer. So this time of the year, there's not too much that you can do. So in the spring, what I did is I got some of the Bayer tree and shrub, and I put the tree and shrub according to the diameter of the tree, put the Bayer tree and shrub around it, and that took care of the borer in that sure. plant. But 90% of the time, yeah, 90% of the time, when you get as much rain as we did in such a short period yesterday, the bark is all different shapes, and it's like a waterfall.
Well, I thought maybe it might be mixing with the pine sap too. I don't know. Maybe does that create foam when the pine sap is on the outside of the tree? Maybe.
I would think so. I would think so.
Maybe that's going on too. I don't know.
Yeah, but
well,
as I said,
I'll try
the borer
test certainly when I, you know, next spring and see if that's what's going on there.
Yeah, I mean if it's only noticeable after a rain, most likely it's some of the pitch from the tree and from the bark creating a waterfall type effect. But if you see that it's happening and it's not raining, then I would be concerned. And just look for a hole, and then you can put the Bayer tree and shrub in it, and that will solve the problem. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. Mike, thank you so much for the information. Change your oil in the fall. That will give you now it's all ready to go. And if you got a lawnmower, hey, sharpen the blade and put some WD-40 on it so that it doesn't rust. That way your lawnmower is ready to go. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine. With fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips, this wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website, www.radiusgardentools.com for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden Tools.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, if we can help you, is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And if you want to sign up for an email newsletter, it's free. It will come to you every week. And go to paulparent.com, and at the bottom of the front page, you'll see where it says sign up for the newsletter. You just put in your email address. Hit submit, and starting Thanksgiving week, you'll receive an email newsletter, that, and we're going to talk about things for that particular time of the year, just like we do on the radio show, and we're going to ask you for some questions that we'll use, so it's going to be an awful lot of fun. There'll be recipes and contests, and I'll give you a hint to, well, I'll tell you what the first question is, and you can think about it. The first question is, what is the first toy ever advertised on television? The first toy ever advertised on television. Okay? See if you can find out the answer to that. And when you get the newsletter, you can enter the contest. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Jeff on the line, who's calling about Amanda Villa.
Okay, Jeff, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning.
Thank you, sir.
Good
morning.
I planted a mandevilla vine on the Cape next to my shed, and it really did well in the summer. It bloomed nice, and although it didn't really grow too much, but I know it won't survive, so around Labor Day, I put it in a large clay pot and been watering it, and I stuck it in the shed. Can I keep it in the shed for the winter, or do I need to put it like in a heated, warm cellar?
It really should go in your basement. I love Mandevilla. And this year, because we had so much rain, because it was so cloudy, because we didn't really have any sun, they just didn't bloom like they have in past years. And I'm batting about 600 as far as saving them. So what I do is in early October, I'll take my potted Mandevilla, I take my angel's trumpet, and I put it in my basement. I put it right on the floor in the corner. We have bulkhead stairs that come from the back deck into the cellar, and I put it right near the door. That way there's always a little bit of a draft coming in on the bottom part of the door, keeping it cooler. And once it's in there, I just say good night. I leave it alone. If you've got some room, you can bring it in your house. Put it in a north-facing window. Yeah. It's not going to flower during the winter because the plant needs long days to make flower buds. But you'll still have nice foliage. And then when you get into, early to mid-March, cut it in half. Feed it really, really good. And continue feeding it on every couple of weeks. It'll make a lot of new growth coming out of the bottom of your pot up near the soil line. And it'll make all kinds of new growth, and it will flower for you like crazy.
Should I give it water during the winter while it's in storage there? Or should I give it a little water
during the winter, I just look at it, and I just leave it alone. I mean, it's very hard. My angel's trumpet, they get nothing. The Mandevilla, if you give them too much water and the basement starts to get warm, instead of staying dormant, it will break dormancy. And now, because it's in the cellar where there's no real light, it starts to stretch looking to get light coming in from one of your basement windows. And it just doesn't do very well. So I give them a good drink. I put them in a cellar, put them on the floor, not on top of a table, and I leave them there. And I've done the same thing with regular geraniums, Jeff. And I just take my potted geraniums, I put them on the floor, and I leave them there. And at the end of February, beginning of March, I bring them upstairs. I take all of the dead brown leaves off of it, and I look at the stems of the geraniums, and the same thing with the Mandevilla. And if the stem is firm and it's not wrinkled, then I cut that in half. Anything that's wrinkled or shriveled, I cut that right off. I fertilize it. And I have some geraniums that are like 8-9 years old. And I just recycle them in my basement. But again, there's no water. I put them on the floor in the pots, and I look at it, and I keep saying, I want to give you some water. Nothing, because they'll start to grow, and you want them to stay dormant. And don't prune them. Put them in as is. And I've been doing it, and I mean, some years they don't survive, but most of the time they do.